Two bridge inspectors from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation dangle in a bucket attached to a special boom truck below the Cass Street Bridge that spans the Mississippi River in downtown La Crosse. The bridge was built in the 1930s. It is a deck truss bridge, a similar design to the bridge that fell in the Twin Cities. Bridge maintenance engineer Dave Bonsack says the Cass Street Bridge is different from the Minnesota Bridge because there is more support in the truss system.
The bridge that collapsed, there was only two trusses. So if the potential for one failure in any location, the whole bridge will collapse. In this bridge, there's three trusses, so if one of these does fail, there shouldn't be a collapse.
Inspectors are looking for cracks in the steel, loose rivets, or rust spots in the paint that could mean the bridge has weakened since its last inspection in June of 2006. They're paying close attention to the bridge's gusset plates, thought to be an issue in the Minnesota collapse. The gusset connects vertical and diagonal steel beams, which help provide support as part of the truss. Inspectors can use hammers or brushes, but most of the work is done by the naked eye. Bonsack says it's possible to physically test every piece of steel on a bridge, but it would be very time-consuming.
It's been done before, and we can do it. But right now, I think the inspection program and the people involved feel that if we check the primary areas of concern, the areas that we know are going to be problem areas, we should be able to spot everything by visual.
About 11,000 vehicles use the Cass Street Bridge daily, fairly heavy traffic for a bridge in western Wisconsin. The Cass Street Bridge was just rehabilitated in 2005 after a new partner bridge was built next to it. A concrete deck was added and the bridge was repainted. Bonsack says when it comes time to repair an old steel bridge, transportation officials will likely reinforce the bridge rather than replacing steel, which may have weakened.
We'll add another plate and bolt it in there. It's the simplest because if you have to, another consideration that we have when we do our maintenance is the impact to the traffic. And to close this structure down would be a pretty significant impact. And if you had to actually replace a section on here, we would have to close this bridge to do that replacement.
A final inspection report on the health of the Cass Street Bridge is expected to be completed early next week. Bonsack says he doesn't expect any problems with the structure.
It's an exceptionally stout structure. It's very good shape for 1930. We have bridges that are a lot newer than that we watch yearly.
Bonsack says when an investigation is completed into the I-35W collapse and more is known about the cause, he expects the Transportation Department to do more specific inspections of the 15 deck truss bridges in Wisconsin. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.